you know, we like traditional comic shows. We like, you know, sort of poster shows or printmaking in general. And I feel like a lot of that's the connections between the two get marginalized a lot. There's a lot of creators on both ends who dabble in both or who are multidisciplinary or whatever. And, you know, some of these people are just straight image makers and but there's like a narrative there. So part of that is bringing all of this visual storytelling and identity stuff together in one space.
Well, let's talk about some of the, with that in mind, the narrative. Let's talk about some of the special guests that are going to be in town. One person on your poster that has been a friend of the show, Jim Woodring, is going to be down from Seattle. A local boy who we've also hosted here, Farrell Dalrymple, is going to be a part of the group. Tim Goodyear, who's local, and Julia Gaffrere, who is... she's got a new book out that's been getting a lot of attention. These are all, you know, interesting, sort of not traditional. Even Farrell, who works often in the superhero genre, his stuff kind of takes the traditional kind of superhero oeuvre and turns it on its head in a little ways, makes it a lot more interior, more psychological. And a lot of these characters, they're, where there's a narrative, it tends to be kind of dark, kind of mythical, takes it into kind of an adult place, maybe a subconscious sort of space.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to have a wide variety of artists and storytellers. We actually had a couple children's book cartoonists that were scheduled to be here at first, but then had to drop out. So we are interested in like the whole picture in a way, but we're definitely also focused more on the auteur. Sort of personal visions, things like that. So, I mean, I do adventure comics. I do, you know, genre-based comics, but they're definitely, I like to think at least that, you know, you wouldn't be able to read those comics anywhere else, you know? So everybody here that's going to be at Linework is doing stuff that probably nobody else could do.
So there are going to be availability, of course, at the tables, but also, well, Michael, tell us about some of the events that you'll be participating in. There'll be panels, there'll be other after parties and events that people can get more personal with the artists and some sort of, yeah.
Intimate
some,
time.
Some sort of instruction, some instructional opportunities as well, yes.
Well, I'm on a panel with Jim Woodring on the Saturday,
yeah.
I think at 3 or 4?
I think it's at 5:30, actually.
At 5:30.
Yeah.
I'm a very disorganized person.
And, that's okay, so are we.
The opening reception will both have some digital prints of work we've done on the Friday evening.
Yeah, at Reading Frenzy on Mississippi. There's going to be an art opening with Jim and Michael in attendance.
Yeah, let's give a little rundown of the event. We're talking about Linework Northwest. It's going to be mainly at Norse Hall, which is near the KBOO studios on, what is it, Ankeny? Kutcher Division.
It's right on Kutch, right there where the hill goes down towards
northeast,
the
northeast Kutch, yeah. And about 9th there. And so that's going to be most of the day Saturday, about 2 to 9 p.m. But on Friday night, this Friday evening, before the event proper, there will be Reading Frenzy is going to have a, and that's going to be up on North Mississippi Avenue, is that right?
Correct. Yeah, we're super stoked to be partnering up with Reading Frenzy to put on the show.
Their new space. So Reading Frenzy is kind of the zine shop, small press shop. It also has a lot of art, has a lot of printmaking availability, books, offbeat books from around the world.
Well, and Reading Frenzy is, of course, a local institution. So that's really, it's exciting. Chloe and Shauna at Reading Frenzy have been helping organize the art show, and that will be exciting. And probably, I'm not sure if we're going to have it at the art show or at the show at the Norse Hall or both, but Jim Woodring is going to be bringing his giant nib, his pen nib.
That's a 6-foot tall pen, is that right?
Yeah, he did a Kickstarter a couple of years ago to raise the funds for his.
So this gives an impression of how surrealistic this is likely to be. So Reading Frenzy's at Let's see, 3628 North Mississippi Avenue, and that'll be tomorrow evening, starting about, what, 6, 6.30, somewhere around there?
I think 7.
6 o'clock.
6 okay. o'clock.
6 okay. to 9.
Yeah. And so then we go into...
We have our act together.
Yeah.
So then we go into Saturday at the North Hall, and so and you're going to have an after party on Saturday, is that right, at the Holocene?
No, actually, the after party on Saturday is at M Space.
EM Space, right.
Yes, correct. It's spelled EM Space, one word.
Right near the east end of the Burnside Bridge.
Correct, yeah. It's a great, handsome printmaking shop. So that's another way we enjoy like bringing all the different threads together of printmaking and comics and whatnot.
So what can people expect at the after party?
Oh, there'll be a DJ Listen Lady, who actually DJ'd my wedding reception.
Aww.
So she's awesome. And hanging out.
Yeah, it's just partying. Sort of, it's just sort of a little social to unwind and, yeah. You know, cap off the night, I think.
And then on Sunday night as well, that'll be the Holocene.
Correct.
Yes, it'll be Gridlords, actually. Yeah, tell us about Gridlords. This is a semi-regular event that gets put on here in town, and it's, you know, not just comics people talking. I've been to one at the Waypost where there was a Brooklyn filmmaker who did some amazing stuff. Some performance was there as well. And, yeah, Francois, tell us about the Gridlords event.
So we're really excited to be working with them. They are putting on a show pretty much monthly, and it involves all sorts of different comic book artists, but also artists who are sort of mixing the mediums, doing audiovisual things, puppeting, costumes, things like that. And first off, we're going to have a panel about some of those artists at the show, which is going to be all about artists, comic book artists who are trying to push the boundaries and do different things with that. And then the event itself should be really, really fun. Lots of great creators are going to be doing audiovisual performances, like Julia Gaffer and Ellery Harvey are going to be doing a musical performance of one of her works. I know Andrée Sarp is going to have something with some of her handmade puppets that's going to be really cool. And then Michael, you're going to be doing a reading there too, right?
Yes, I will be reading some comics with no other interesting elements involved in the reading.
But that'll be at the Holocene 1001 Southeast Morrison Street on this Sunday, Sunday evening?
That's right.
Okay. So, and how much does all of this cost? I just want to ask right now. The North Hall event on Saturday, that's free.
The actual show, Linework Northwest, is free to the public from 2 to 9 p.m. on Saturday, and we just, you know, we hope to see everybody there. And then the after party is free for exhibitors and volunteers. We're asking a $2 donation at the door for anyone who just wants to come hang out and party with us. And then I don't know
what the Gridlords cover is. I think there is some nominal cover. It's not very much considering the quality of work that you're going to see, but I don't know. I tried to look it up the other day and I didn't see it.
And so there's more information on the Linework website, which is lineworknw.tumblr.com?
Correct.
Okay. So we're here with Zach Soto and Francois Vigneault and Michael DeForge. We're talking about Linework Northwest. It's the brand spanking new gathering of illustrators, comics artists. It's a festival that's happening this Saturday at North Hall, 111 Northeast 11th Avenue. It's free to the public. And so let's talk about your work a little bit. You're all creators in your own right. Zach, you've been sort of all over the place. You've done a lot of book illustrations. You've done some comic art. You've done some sort of public art in the sphere that people can see here and there.
Yeah, you probably know me best from the mural that I helped create on Real World Portland with Kanoko Evans and Jennifer Parks. That was probably my claim to fame. I'm a cartoonist. I do a book called The Secret Voice, which is kind of a fantasy book. I'm publisher of Study Group Comics, which, if you go to studygroupcomics.com, you can read a whole bunch of free web comics from a lot of talented people, including Michael and Francois.
Now, is that mostly a Portland group, or is that just taking in everybody from around the world?
It's people from all over.
Okay.
Really, there are literally people from around the world. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Well, we've got, of course, Michael DeForge, our international. You have any trouble getting here from Toronto to Portland?
I didn't. I came via New York, which maybe helped. I only had to go through customs the one time through New York.
But you come from a really vital comic scene. Having spent some time in Toronto, there's Seth there. There's Chester Brown. Mm-hmm. There's and there's visiting cartoonists all the time who just love the scene, who love the artistic appreciation that the public has for, you know, what used to be called underground alternative, but is now more and more of kind of a mainstream art form. I think internet has had something to do with that.
Yeah, I feel really lucky living in Toronto. It's been just a really supportive community. The store there, The Beguiling, they also put on the comics festival there, TCAF. And yeah, both of those institutions, I guess, have been really influential and important to me. And yeah, a lot of my friendships, including a friendship with my publisher, or one of my publishers, Ann Koyama, come from me living in Toronto, and a lot of collaborators live there. It's, yeah, I feel really lucky there.
So TCAF, which you mentioned, that's one of the sort of independent, creator-centric comics festivals that that Linework is hoping to emulate in some way, kind of along the lines of what Stumptown was in the past. Not so much the big blowout festivals that you hear about with the tens of thousands of people and the big studios coming in.
Yes, a big difference and a big inspiration for a lot of these newer shows is that they're really trying to reach out to the general public. And one of the things that we focused in on that is just making the show free. You know, it's free to come to Linework Northwest, and that, I think, will hopefully encourage people who maybe have just an interest in visual art or interest in comics culture, but are not necessarily completely bought in as comic book fans, to still come, because there's going to be so much for them to see. And TCAF is the same way. TCAF takes place in a big library downtown Toronto, and I think that makes a huge difference to just bring normal people. Not that comics people aren't normal people, but I'm a abnormal comics person myself, but there's so many people out there who are interested in visual art, and we really hope that they'll come to the show.
So this sounds like it's kind of a different version of outreach than the big comics festivals have. You're really reaching out to people who appreciate the offbeat stuff, the not completely accessible stuff, but you're really trying to tell people you're going to enjoy this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that when anyone walks into that room, they are going to be able to find something that's visually exciting and interesting to them that they want to bring home with them, be that a print or be that a comic book, a graphic novel. And I think that there's a lot of different things for people.
Now, Francois Vigneault, tell us about your own work. Are you going to be exhibiting at all?
I will theoretically have work available.
You're not going to be sleeping much, are you?
No, I don't think so. I know from previous experience with running shows that I really literally run around the whole day. So I probably won't be behind the table at Press Gang, which is the publishers collective I work with, Jason Levian from Floating World and Zach Soto, and we have our work there. But you will be able to find my work there. It's my recent thing is a sci-fi comic called Titan. And yeah.
And let's talk about one of the other events that's been happening around town. And you, Zach, you've been involved in this one. I went to a recent Comics Underground event at the Jack London Bar downtown. And this is about monthly or bi-monthly, something like that. You were in attendance with Douglas Wolk, who's a well-known writer and critic, works for Wall Street Journal, New York Times.
I think all of the above.
And it was a hilarious, it wasn't, again, not just comics readings. You had Jeanette Langmead telling hysterically funny stories about living in Hong Kong.
Yeah, and I think Ninja Turtles memories and things like that. She was first up. So Comics Underground is
great slideshows and multi, you know, audiovisual stuff that's going on.
It's put on by Allison Hallett and Eric Hendrickson, who are the work at the Portland Mercury, and it's a monthly. It's more or less monthly at the Jack London. And they were kind enough to ask me to be on there this last month, and it was really a fun experience. But I was very nervous as to go up because Jeanette Langmead had just totally killed it. Everybody was just losing their minds.
There's plenty of beer flowing.
There is that. But yeah, but then the crowd seemed receptive to what I was doing too, so that was fun.
Yeah, so Jeanette Langmead is going to be at Linework. She's going to be one of the guests, and she's tell us about some of the stuff that she's got there. It's actually been causing a stir.
A literal stir, probably. She's got a book called the Animal Penis Activity Book, which is educational material, and I think she has another book that's more autobiographical called I Made This to Impress a Boy. I may have messed up one of the words, but that's the that's the basic title of it. And she's just really funny, really dry humor, and it shows through in her comics.
And again, we mentioned that Comics Underground. That's something that people can keep abreast of. It's kind of a Portland Mercury thing, and Portland Mercury had a cover story. It's out on the stands right now, and it's talking about the festival.
Yeah, so if you go to any of your favorite coffee shops or whatever and look at the Portland Mercury, we're on the cover. Francois, tell this funny little story about looking at the cover for the first time.
Well, I knew that we were covered because I'd seen it online, but then I met up with Zach for a quick meeting last night, and he said, hey, look, we're on the cover. And I spent a lot of time looking at all the little things on the side, you know, where it says Romance and Ted Danson by Scarlett Johansson. I was like, okay, wait, it's not there. Is it down here? It says news. And it's like, comedy, sex. There's not on the cover. What are you talking about? And then I realized it's the whole cover. We're the main event, which sort of surprised me.
That looks like is that Julie Gruffer that did the cover?
That's Laurie D, who is actually also going to be one of the exhibitors.
So. Oh, fantastic! So tell folks about again some of the besides our guests in the studio here, Michael DeForge, Michael again, in from Toronto. Tell us about some of the spectacular guests, Francois, that people will be able to seek out at Linework Northwest on Saturday.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me get started. There's so many people that I won't be able to cover them all, but I'll just say a couple people I think that would be fun. Jason Sturgill is bringing himself and a couple of his studio mates. Great graphic visual artist here from Portland. Definitely does work that you might find really appealing, I think. A lot of people will. Very charming. You mentioned the Little Friends of Printmaking. Definitely check out their booth.
Ed Luce, who does Wovable Loaf, a fantastic queer cartoonist, but has a great range of fans who just love his stuff.
Yeah, he basically does a romance comic about metalheads.
It's, who are bears
and, yeah,
and
it's great.
Collect cats and stuff.
It's a hit. Who else?
There are a lot of collectives. You know, in addition to your collective study group, there's the Pony Club Gallery is going to have a lot of their folks on board.
Yeah, we tried to invite or encourage a lot of these groups to exhibit together because that way there can be so many more people showing. So, for instance, Pony Club, and that's maybe six different artists who are going to be showing their work through that. Or Snake Bomb Comics. Mm-hmm. I think actually something almost like a dozen cartoonists are behind that table.
And I think Gridlords has eight people at their table or something.
Yeah,
like
we
that.
Tried to give those people as much room as possible behind them so that they can all crowd in back there. But the it really goes beyond the list. The first top tier listed names. There's so many artists in some of these groups.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of the things that's become more of more of a scene here is that you'll see cartoonists renting space together. In the case of Periscope Studios, there you'll walk in and maybe they'll be posing for each other in heroic poses and doing a lot of reference there, but also just sharing equipment, sharing a scanner, sharing a computer space, that sort of thing. And in the days where a lot of work is done by telecommuting or in a lot of cases you're a contractor for a client, it's great to have that give and take to be able to sit down in a workspace with other people and share ideas.
Yeah, actually Francois and I up until fairly recently had a studio space together, and that was actually very invigorating, but for various financial reasons I had to scale back. I think we both had to scale back a little bit, but part of that touches on part of like what's so great about Portland is that there are just so many people, so many creatives, here trying to make comics and storytelling and whatnot, that you can actually have a family of like-minded friends who, you can get together. You say like, let's start a group, let's do a thing, and part of the thing with Press Gang, our publishers collective, is the same thing where we were just like, okay, we can all table, or two of us can table at a far off event, and we're all representing each other's work, we're all teaming up, and so we definitely had that in mind with Line Work, where we wanted to reach out to other people who are also doing that.
Yeah, if anything, we really want to try and be a little bit of glue to connect all these different groups and scenes that are here. There, it seems almost impossible that a city could have so many cartoonists and so many creative people that there's actually like different cliques and groups within that. It seems like, but Portland does. There's so many people. I always find out there's new people who live in Portland that I never knew lived here. And
or nearby.
Yeah, exactly. I'm hoping that line work will kind of help to bring those people into communication with each other. And we're looking forward in the future to even bringing in more people than we were able to this year.
So this sounds like a bit of a duocracy. You're not asking for donations necessarily, although I suppose you'd be happy to get them. You're mostly asking people to show up and support their artists by buying their work.
Yeah, we wanted it to be line work. The way it works is that we kept our costs pretty low, and then we basically made the show. Hopefully, I mean we're riding the line with the budget, but the show is basically paid for by table costs, so which are also not that much, and so then we were able to offer a free entrance to people, in the hopes that people will come in, get excited, have that, you know, money that they might have spent on the entry fee to come in and spend it on things that tickle their fancy. And I must say, it doesn't hurt that the Norse Hall has a full bar on site. So hopefully maybe people will get a little loose in their pocketbooks.
You go. Loosen up their wallets. Well, let's talk about the events once again. This Friday, tomorrow evening at Reading Frenzy, starting about 6 o'clock. That's their new-ish place up on North Mississippi Avenue, 3628 North Mississippi. There's going to be an artist reception with Jim Woodring, some other folks, including our guest here, Michael DeForge, going to be talking to folks. The Giant Pen will be there on Saturday, Norse Hall, 2 to 9 p.m. It is the Linework Northwest Festival with about 60 exhibitors from all over the globe and all manner of artistic leanings, comics artists, illustrators, printmakers. And then that evening, it's going to be EM Space. And that is on, that's on Burnside. EM Space, you're going to have
an
after party?
It's just north of Burnside. It's right. Okay. It's just a few blocks away from the Norse Hall, actually.
All right. Yeah. And then on Sunday at the Holocene, it's the party, the get-together, the Gridlords event with lots of multimedia opportunities and performances with various people.
Right. And you can find all of that information either on Facebook, because we have all the different event pages, or you can go to lineworknw.tumblr.com.
Well, Zach Soto, Francois Vigneault, it's been fantastic to have you. I hope to see a lot of people there this weekend. I hope it'll be quite the mob scene at Linework Northwest.
I hope so. Thank you.
And Michael DeForge, we'll look forward to seeing you as well at Linework and at Reading Frenzy. Welcome to Portland. Hope you're enjoying our uncommonly sunny weather.
I am. Thank you very much.
Well, you've been listening to Words and Pictures on KPU. I'm your host, SW Conser. And we want to thank all of our listeners today on the radio dial and on the web. This show will be available later today on the Words and Pictures archive page. That's KBOO.FM/Words and Pictures. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at Words and Picture. Now stay tuned for an afternoon of music on your homegrown Portland radio station.
And now the KBOO News at Noon. A computer bug recently discovered in internet security software may have left up to 40% of online security transactions open to hackers for over 2 years. The open SSL software is used in the majority of websites that engage in credit card transactions online. And now a major bug has shaken the internet security world to its core. Although Google and Yahoo released a fix patch to patch the problem on Monday, hundreds of thousands of other sites remain vulnerable until site owners apply a patch. In the meantime, internet security experts are encouraging all users who engage in online transactions to change their passwords. Investigative reporter Seymour Hersh has written an explosive report on Turkey's involvement in the Syrian civil war. Hersh claims that the sarin gas attack in Syria last year was in fact planned and carried out by NATO member Turkey. The United States and Western allies had claimed the chemical weapons attack on the Syrian population was planned and carried out by Syria's military forces. President Obama attempted to gain support among Congress and other Western allies in NATO for military actions against the Syrian government based upon these reports. And that's the KBOO News at Noon. Tune in every evening at 5 for more local, national, and international news produced right here in our Portland studios. For KBOO News, I'm Desiree Garcia.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Hopworks Urban Brewery, committed to creating world-class food and organic beer as sustainably as possible at their carbon-neutral Eco Brew Pubs. Hopworks is located at Southeast 29th and Powell Boulevard, and Hopworks Bike Bar is at North Williams and Shaver, available on draft and in bottles throughout Cascadia. Information at 503-232-HOPS or hopworksbeer.com. Shocks of Sheba has also been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Garden Spout, specializing in indoor gardening equipment, including horticultural lighting, environmental control, hydroponic and organic nutrients, and pest control. The Garden Spout is located at 4532 Southeast 63rd, just south of Foster in Portland. Information at 503-788-GROW. Welcome to Shocks of Sheba.
Right here in our soul, every day we